Good evening. You are listening to Dark Simulation on BCB 106.6 FM. This is your fortnightly dose of goth, industrial electronic, alternative, and, well, anything else I can pretend fits into that big woolly list of genres that I'm kind of into at the moment. And tonight's show, I opened there with Nitzereb Payroll. That's from the Advanced Electronics Volume 6 compilation. Bit of an old track, but it's awesome stompiness. And I've got some interesting stuff for you tonight. Since the last show, loads of stuff's just come out. I think I've kept mentioning this. We've got an album by Sam. Brainwasher has been released. We've got stuff by XRX, who are playing this year's Infest. And who else have we got? Cyanotic. Cyanotic, we've been waiting for this album for like 2 years. Cyanotic's Medication Generation has been released, so that's awesome stuff. And the rest of the show is going to be usually, well, pretty much the same format as usual. Somewhere in the middle I'll tell you about things going on, and we've got a big bunch of stuff going on just this weekend, so I've got lots of stuff to natter about. It's just going to be one of those crazy busy weekends, but anyway, the show is about the music, and I'm going to continue if I can remember what I've put in the CD player next. Ah, it's XRX, and this is the opening track off the latest album, Update 3.0, called The Update. We'll be right back.
secret we're living in a culture of addiction.
Side effects.
you heard there. Quite an interesting mix of stuff. We had Chemlab with Binary Nation. That's the Automate Defee remix from the Kinetic Volume 3 compilation album. Great stuff from them. Before that, we had some of the new stuff I was promising you I was going to play, and it all came straight out. We had Cyanotic with Dose Response. That's from their recently released Medication Generation album, which is incredibly stompy. If you liked Transhuman and Transhuman 2.0, this is a very good album, well worth the 2 or 3 year wait we've had for it, well worth it. I've only had a brief couple of listens to it so far. I've only just got my hands on it, so you no doubt will hear more of that in the near future from me. Very good stuff. And before that, like I mentioned to you, it was XRX, a band who I haven't really heard much about before, but they're playing this year's Infest with a track called The Update, and they sound very good. Again, I've been listening through that album. Very noisy, very stompy. If you like that kind of stuff, it's going to be a lot of fun. And I was incredibly excited about all this new stuff in the opening segment there, but I completely missed a couple of, well, at least one new album that I'd not mentioned I've got. It's another long-awaited one from Ashbury Heights. A couple of years back, they released Three Cheers for the Newly Deads, and I've been playing a load of tracks off that ever since, but just been waiting and waiting for their new stuff. And I know this album's been in production. It's called Take Care, Paramore. And between the two albums, they've lost the original female vocalist but gained a new one. So everyone was a bit curious about, well, are they going to sound the same, a bit different? You know, what's it going to sound like? And I'm going to let you decide for yourself, because I've got a track off it queued up. This is Scars of a Lighthouse.
We'll be right back. I'm sick of it.
You are still listening to Dark Assimilation on BCB 106.6 FM. And that was Unter Null with Moving On from the album of the same name. And while it's a track I played quite a bit, I haven't actually played that version of it. I haven't really dug out the album version. There's always an Essence of Mind remix I play quite a lot, which I don't know why. I just fancied that album version. It's a really cool kind of change to the version I've always played. So there you go. That was Unter Null from, yeah, an album from about March this year. So good stuff. What did we have before that? Psyavia with Anger Management, the Essence of Mind remix. So we've got a bit of Essence of Mind in there eventually, from the second disc of the Eclectic album that's been out for a couple of months now. And before that we had from the, literally the last few day release, I think about a week ago at most, Ashbury Heights with Take Care Paramore album, and the track Scars of a Lighthouse. Now, if anyone was in any doubt that they didn't still have that solidly, almost very 80s sounding synth pop sound and the top quality synth popness behind them all, no, it's still there. It's still there in bucketfuls. It is brilliant. If you like their kind of sound, they're really. It's a really basic kind of synth pop sound, but it's a lot of kind of in-depth vocals as well. So, and really nice male-female harmony is working there. So really good stuff from them. They haven't peaked on their first album at all. No, they're still ploughing out good stuff, which is all brilliant stuff to know. I will continue with some other new stuff in a little bit. I've got the something from the new SAM or SAM album lined up. But first I'm going to run down the gigs, clubs, and stuff like that. Well, actually, it's worth mentioning Birthday Massacre, a band I've played quite a bit on this show, but kind of annoyed that they do so much touring that they don't really get enough time to plough out new material. So they've had about three albums over a good few years, and it's annoying when you really have played the album to death and there's no new material. So they have actually been working on a new album, and they've announced that the new album, Pins and Needles, is to be released on the 14th of September, and they will also be hopefully touring Europe this winter as well. So I'll be looking out for that, definitely. New material from them on the horizon, so it's always good to see that. It's always good to hear about new stuff coming out, just as you've got this big bundle of albums that has come out. So we've got a load of stuff to listen to now, and we'll have a load of stuff to listen to in a few months' time. What else? Gigs. Yes, this weekend is just jam-packed, really. Starting off, I'll run down the Deviate Festival in York. This runs officially starting tonight, but I'm not quite sure what's happening tonight. But Friday, Saturday, Sunday, from the 16th to the 18th of July, it's a three-day festival with three venues. The three venues are the Stereo, the Duchess, and Fibbers. And the three stages, one in each venue, goth post-punk in one venue, rockabilly punk in another, industrial EBM in the third. I'm not sure which venue is which theme, but it's 3 days of threeness. So it's 45 bands, I think, in total. And you can buy one ticket that will get you into anything. You've just got to run around York a little bit. I'm not really going to run down all 45 bands. That's going to be taking far too long. But the highlights, literally ones worth mentioning just off the top of my head, Wayne Hussey, Fade Ahead, The Eden House, Devilishly Presley, Modulate, Gene Loves Jezebel, Zombina and the Skeletones, Noise of X, Incubus, Succubus, Deviant UK, Pretentious Noir, Eureka Machine, Skin Jobs, Rhombus, Zeitgeist Zero, Luxury Stranger, Berlin Black, and more. And I think the tickets are about £49, probably plus a booking fee or something like that. All the details are available on www.deviatefest.com. So that's this weekend. You can do three days of three stages. You can just stick in one stage all the time if you like that particular genre of music best. And you can get your fix of bands if live bands are what you're after. On Saturday the 17th, jam-pack in the middle of that, there is, as usual, the Wendy House in Leeds. This is at Leeds University Student Union, and it runs from 10 p.m. till 3 a.m. and is £5 on the door. It's got the two main rooms. Well, it's got the main room, the goth cheese, alternative-y stuff in the main room, and the kind of harder electronic dancey stuff in the Mutate room. And I do believe that on Facebook it has been announced that the organiser of Deviate Fest is putting on a bus from York to Leeds, so people who want to see all the bands and then go to the Wendy House can. So check on Facebook, you'll find Deviate Fest on there just by searching for Deviate Fest. and you'll find the details of that. So you can even do both, which is going to be a bit crazy. A lot to get in one weekend. And if that wasn't enough, there is Frontline Assembly playing the Corporation in Sheffield on Sunday the 18th. More information about that can be found at www.corporation.co.uk. It's org.uk. So that is like quite a lot to jam-pack into 3 days. I've got a note here to mention Neverwhere, but I'll do that in a second. I'll just carry on with the information. The Sunday Goth Social. Now, I've mentioned this for a few times since the Black Sheep event in Leeds stopped being regular on Sunday ever since the subculture shut down. The Sunday Goth Social has stood in to provide goths with socialness on Sundays. And this was running at the Packhouse, but basically due to its low attendance and the fact that, you know, it's never really going to have that much attendance over the summer, they've put it on hold for the time being. It may restart up after the summer when, you know, a few more students are back in Leeds. There's a bit more of a critical mass of people coming out. But it really wasn't putting on for just a really minimal handful of people going through. So, yes, there is no Sunday Goth Social at the moment. There is no regular Sunday night event in Leeds that I'm aware of on the calendar. This may change in the future. I will let you know when I find out. There is, however, still Bad Moon Rising every Thursday here in Bradford, 9 p.m. till 1 a.m. free entry, and at that, that's at the Zoo Bar, and more information can be found at gothupnorth.co.uk. And speaking of gothupnorth.co.uk events, it's the same guys who put on the Carpe Noctem event, which this month is on Saturday the 31st of July. At the Zoo 2, I think it's upstairs of the Zoo Bar, here in Bradford. And it's, again, its usual format of bands then DJing. The bands are Cow de Pavonis and Wrapped in Plastic. And the doors are 8:30. Presumably the band's on a little bit after then. I've no idea, it wasn't specific on the website. DJs until 3 a.m. and more information can be found at gothupnorth.co.uk. So we've got our, you know, usual mix of stuff going on over the next couple of weeks. Plenty to keep you entertained, but it's well worth me mentioning Neverwhere. There was this one-off night in Leeds run at the Commonplace, which is, I've got to say, it's a good little venue. It was incredibly hot. I think any venue in Leeds would have been incredibly hot if it had not been some kind of stadium-sized thing or with loads of air conditioning. Any venue would have been quite hot and sticky, and this was no different. But there was a load of people there. I think there was over 70 through the door. It felt really great. There was a massive atmosphere. It was really bouncy. And I'm going to keep my fingers crossed that something more will happen there in the future. I will let you know if I find out anything for certain. Right. As I mentioned a few minutes ago, something new from the Sam album, the new Sam Washer album, Brainwasher. This is a track. I'm not sure how to pronounce it. It's S-R or S-R.
Conditioning is the process in which you create an automatic stimulus response. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back.
You heard there Frontline Assembly with Release from Improvised Electronic Device, and it's such a shame they're playing on the same weekend as a massive festival of gigs, because I would love to do both. I'd like to duplicate myself and somehow be in both places, because I imagine the Frontline Assembly gig in Sheffield will be quite something. Certainly they're touring this new album, and it's a very high quality new album, very good stuff off there. Before that, I played you Decoded Feedback with Demons, and that was from the Kinetic Volume 3 compilation. And before that, we had S-R or SR from Brainwasher by Sam, and they just seem to be coming massively strong with quality albums. That album, if you like your kind of electronic, stompy, dance floor stuff, that is going to be absolutely perfect for you. And it's well worth me mentioning that all the gigs, events and stuff I read out, please check with the organisers, the websites, all that kind of things, because things do change at the last minute. Every now and again, someone has to cancel, someone's ill, or something just doesn't happen, and it's a shame. But don't take what I say for granted. It's all the information as of the time I checked it a couple of days ago, so hopefully it's all accurate. It'll give you a good idea of what's going on. But yeah, that's my little disclaimer. Don't just turn up going, "No, I said you were going to be here, that bloke off the radio." No, it's everything can go wrong. So hopefully this weekend it will be a stormer wherever you end up. There's so much choice. But today I'm going to leave you, because this is all I've got time for, with an old track off Assemblage 23's Compass album, a track called Smoke. This has been Dark Simulation. Hope you've enjoyed it. I'll be back in a fortnight's time.
Except the